Hello, and welcome to the CredoCast. I'm John Doherty, the founder and CEO of digital marketing marketplace Credo, where I connect you with the best digital marketing agencies and consultants available online. I started Credo at the beginning of 2013 because I saw a need. Large companies with big budgets have an easy time finding a great agency, but I saw that small businesses had an incredibly hard time. There are many misleading messages about what it takes to grow your business online these days, and small businesses have been hurt by bad agencies before. I've even seen it happen to my own friends. This podcast series digs into the beginning stories of Credo pros and other select entrepreneurs in the digital marketing space. Whether you're just starting a business or you've been in business for years, these stories are meant to encourage, energize, and inspire you to take the next step in your career, whatever that is. So sit back, listen, and enjoy the conversation. Hello, everyone. Credo founder John Doherty here. I'm recording this podcast from New York City right now. My wife and I just finished up a couple weeks of traveling around the world where we went to Europe, went to Prague, Vienna and Austria, Budapest, and then went to Japan for a week and then went back and spent Thanksgiving with my in-laws in Austin, Texas and Dallas, Texas. And right now we're in New York City as my wife is beginning her new job with Trello. And I'm here working for the week, doing a bunch of business meetings and that sort of thing. This is the CredoCast, and this is the final episode of Season 1. Season 1 has been a great ride for me. I've had the opportunity to interview some really interesting people, to learn how to create a podcast, how to interview people, how to connect with people on that level, how to create something that's of value, and it's been a really fun experiment that I'm really excited to keep going into Season 2. So as I said, this is the end of Season 1, and so I figured I would do something that I have never seen someone else do, and that is to go back and interview myself. So if you've listened to all of the episodes of Season 1 of the CredoCast, Jeremy Smith of Simple Tiger, Brandon Doyle of Wallaroo Media, all the way through Blake Dimon of Rickety Roo, Mike Ramsey, Nifty Marketing, Akvila Harlow of Akvertise, Tom Critchlow. I've interviewed a bunch of interesting people, and all along the way, I've asked them a bunch of questions. And I always try to go with the same questions because it keeps the interviews focused and really helps you to get an understanding of who they are. So the questions I ask, there are seven of them. First one is, how did you know it was time to go and do your own thing? Second one is, how did you get your first clients? Third, when did you know that it was going to work, that you're going to be able to make money and we're going to be happy doing it? Fourth, when did you officially form a business and how did you do that? I've scrapped that question a few times because sometimes it's not so interesting, but sometimes it is. Fifth, what's been your biggest catalyst for agency growth or business growth? Sixth, what would you have done differently given your years of experience now? Or if someone only has a year of experience, what do they wish they had known? And then finally, number seven, what would it take to get them to go back to work for someone else again? So today, I want to answer these questions for myself. The first question, how did I know it was time to go and do my own thing? Or was I always an entrepreneur? The answer is really that I've not always been an entrepreneur. As I have gone through the work world, I've done different entrepreneurial things in retrospect. When I was in college, my father has always told me to have a skill, have a marketable skill that someone is willing to pay me for. And for me, that was learning how to be a painter, believe it or not. I was trained as an interior and exterior painter. I can do fine art, fine painting, like edging along the top of a wall. So where the wall reaches the ceiling, a lot of people will tape that over and then go and kind of paint up to it and, you know, do kind of a messy job. I can actually take a paintbrush and run it all the way along the edge there, along the ceiling, and make a perfectly straight line, and then paint internally. And I've painted huge barns before, done all of that. My first real entrepreneurial endeavor was working freelance, basically as a contractor for an apartment complex in my hometown. My summer after my second year, my sophomore year of university. Yes, I call it university. I lived in Europe for a couple of years, though, as you can tell from my accent, I am an American. So fast forward to today, I knew that it was time to go and do my own thing. at the end of September 2015 when I was laid off from my job at the time. I had been working for some of Zillow's brands, and some things moved around while I was on vacation, actually. And I was laid off the next day as the team was moving around and there was no longer a need for my role. So I was basically told that it was time for me to go and do something else. And that night, my wife asked me, what are you going to do? And I said, I think I'm going to do my own thing. The reality is that I had been thinking about doing it already. We had just been on vacation in Europe, and I'd been rereading The 4-Hour Workweek by Tim Ferriss and was basically planning how I would go and do my own thing by the end of the year. And so with getting laid off, I all of a sudden had a severance and was paid through the end of the year and had time to really figure out what business did I want to run. At the time, Credo was called HireGun, and I'd been wanting to double down on it and make it into something. I'd been wanting to do that for a couple years and finally reached the point where I was ready to do it. So I went out on my own. But the reality is that I had 3 months of financial runway, and we were living in San Francisco. My wife had a great job, has a great job, and she, you know, was basically said, okay, figure it out. And I jumped just headlong into it. So that kind of leads me to the second question, which is, how did I get my first client? So I got laid off on September 28th, and by October 14th, I had signed my first client, going on site with that client in Seattle and doing a couple of days of on site, diving deep with them, kind of management consulting on how they grew one of their businesses through SEO, through email marketing, through content marketing, that sort of thing. And I got that via an introduction from a friend, from Tom Critchlow, where he said, hey, these guys need some help. And so I actually talked to them and signed them right there. But that had come because I let people know that I had been laid off and said, hey, I'm looking for some work. Had some conversations with agencies, and some of them wanted to outsource some work to me, but basically couldn't pay what I wanted to be paid. And so decided to do it on my own. And so I've kind of gone from there over the last 13 months. I think I've had 7 or 8 different clients. I have one client right now at the time of recording this near the end of November 2016. But I've done everything from, I've done audits, I've done ongoing work, I've worked with some small startups. I've done all sorts of different things as I've been building the Credo platform as well. And the Credo platform really is my main thing, growing that revenue-wise, growing it leads-wise, and figuring out how to build a sustainable product that gets the pros on the platform, the agencies, the consultants, et cetera, the right leads at the right time and helps them to build their business. And so I've been learning over the last year how to operate a business. And now I'm figuring out, okay, how do I build a sustainable product? What are the metrics that I need to watch, that I need to be measuring in order to know that the business really is working? So how did I know that it was going to work is the third question. This is a great segue. I knew that it was going to work after the first couple of months, to be totally honest. I had picked up a couple of consulting clients and was actually at that point making more money than I had made working for someone else. And Credo went from about, at the time, HireGun went from $80 in revenue in October to over $5,000 in December. So I knew that there was something here. I knew that something was going to happen. What I didn't see happening was that I was going to need to change my business model. And I changed that this past May. And since then, revenue has grown. It had gone down to about $3,000, and I've quadrupled it since then. To the point where we are now. So it was really, so that was another step this past about six, 8 months ago. I didn't know if it was going to continue on, if it was going to be sustainable. And it was really in August of this year, so about 3 months ago, that I said, okay, this is actually going to work. And I'm actually really happy doing it. Entrepreneurship is hard. And I'm really glad that I've done it. But if you're thinking about doing your own thing, or you're doing your own thing, know that there are going to be some real challenges, you know, just personally, psychologically, emotionally. If you're used to having a consistent income, where you're comfortable going to the unknown of having to make your own money, you feel every dollar that comes in, you feel every dollar that goes out, and it puts you in a very different headspace. And that's something that I've had to get used to, and now I'm used to it, and I'm happier than I've ever been. The next question is, when did I officially form a business and how did I do that? So I actually formed mine about a year ago. I decided to form a sole proprietor LLC. And I initially split out my consulting and the software business, the leads business. I've since brought that all back under one, simplicity's sake, for taxes' sake, that sort of thing. As a sole proprietor, as a solo owner, basically everything that comes in is to me anyways. And by splitting it out, it was going to make taxes super messy. I had different billing platforms that I was using. I had it in PayPal, I had it in Stripe, I had it in my personal PayPal checks. I had it all over the place, and that was not working. So 2016 taxes are still going to be a little bit of a mess, but I've learned the lesson. And 2017 taxes will be a lot better. So I did it pretty quickly. I formed a business. I applied for it about a month after I decided to work for myself, and then it got approved around middle of December of 2015. So what's been my biggest catalyst for growth? As I said, I'm not the typical CredoCast guest in that I am not building an agency. I'm purposely not building an agency. I have a lot of friends that are building agencies and are doing great at it, but I do not personally want to build an agency. I love working with clients from time to time, but I want to serve the agencies. I want to help them grow their businesses, their clients, get them better clients, all of those good things. That if you're a consultant or agency out there, hopefully you're nodding your head and saying, yes, I want that. That's what I want to build. That's what I want to provide. So the biggest catalyst for growth for Credo has been two things. One, it's been growing the number of leads that have been coming through the platform. So having enough leads to go around to all the pros on the platform. Second one was a change of business model, where when I first started the business, it was a commission model where basically I would do introductions to agencies, and if they closed the business, then I got paid. But through talking with a business coach, he was like, that's not a business plan, that's not a business model, that's hope. And you can't build a business on hope. So I changed the model to the subscription product. And since then, number of leads has grown, number of pros has grown, and therefore revenue has grown. And now, as I said earlier, I'm figuring out how to build a product that gives agencies and consultants the right leads at the right time so that they can close them and turn them into real business. So I would actually say that changing the business model has been the biggest catalyst. And that was all thanks to talking to a business coach who was a friend of a friend. And I've since talked with him again. I actually spoke with him today, and he gave me a lot of good pointers on things to do. So that's another lesson that I've learned along the way is find mentors, find coaches, find people that are smarter than you, and ask them questions and learn everything you can from them. I've talked about this in a few other places online, but I saw a therapist for the first 9 months of this year of 2016. And one thing she taught me is about being smart versus being wise. So if you're an intelligent person, you can figure out a lot of things and you can be smart. It's going to take you a lot longer. You're going to take a lot more knocks versus you can be wise and you can find the people that know the answers to the questions that you're asking, and you can talk with them and learn from them. And as long as you're humble, you're going to do a lot better that way. So I've over the last few months been trying to be wise, not smart, and my business has been so much better off for it. What would I have done differently given my experience now? So as I said, I've been on my own for about 14 months at this point. What would I have done differently? So you've heard me in this episode talk about how the business was originally called HireGun. I had to rebrand it this past January of 2016, excuse me, because I was served with a cease and desist from a marketing agency based in New York City, ironically, because that's where I am right now as I record this, that they had the trademark. And basically, they were going to sue me if I didn't stop using that name. So I rebranded. But that was a lesson hard learned. It really cost me a couple months worth of productivity as I had to find a new name. I had to think about the branding. And buying a domain name, switching it over, doing all the redirects, all that. A lot of SEOs will kind of roll their eyes and groan about it, but it was the right thing to do for the business. And that was actually the least hard part. Once I settled on the name, doing all that took about 2 weeks. So that was not a challenge. That's really the biggest lesson that I've learned. And then I think the second thing that I would change is I would have started being wise earlier. I would have started talking with with friends and getting feedback as quickly as possible from people. I have struggled to do that in the past, and that's something that I've really been learning over the last year, is just being open and being a student, continuing to be a student, being a lifelong learner. I've always espoused that, or said I espoused that, but hasn't necessarily happened. And then finally, what would it take to get me to go back and work for someone else again? It's a great question, and one that I ask a lot of other people, and of course think about for myself. And I think at this point, there's really not anything that could get me to go back. I wrote a blog post about a year ago where someone had asked me, what would it take? And I told them that it would cost them $1 million a year, and they would have to buy me a house. And this was in a pretty expensive city. And of course, you know, they laughed and I laughed, and I wasn't really serious, but I was also serious. You know, I knew that they would never do it. I didn't want them to do it. But the point is, there's no amount of money right now that someone could pay me to make me want to go back and work for them. I'm happy doing what I'm doing. I have some other business ideas kind of pounding around in my head that I'm thinking through and investigating. And, you know, at some point, I'll probably launch a business with a partner, you know, and have employees and that sort of thing. But I don't want to be an employee again, at least for the foreseeable future, and likely for the rest of my career. I'm happy being an owner, being a founder, and kind of setting the direction of a company. And I look forward to kind of the different ways that goes, and the different lessons that are learned along the way. And I've talked to a lot of founders that have said this same thing, where whether they were laid off like I was, and that's actually a pretty common thing for a lot of founders in the marketing space, whether they were laid off or they decided to take the plunge themselves, we're all bad at taking orders from others. You know, we all need to be a bit more humble, probably. I definitely need to be a bit more humble. But there's really not anything that would make me want to go back and work for someone else again. So this is the end of CredoCast season one. My name is John Doherty. As I said, I'm the founder of GetCredo.com, which is a digital marketing marketplace where you can find the best digital marketing agencies and consultants to help you grow their business. It's been a pleasure being the host of CredoCast for season one. I've already started on season two, have some rockstar guests coming up that I am super excited to share their learnings with you. So you can subscribe to my newsletter. You can subscribe to the RSS feed on the Credo blog. And I just submitted the podcast to iTunes today, about 20 minutes before I hopped on to record this episode. So you will soon be able to subscribe to it there as well. Any thoughts you have about the CredoCast, I would love to hear them. If you know someone that would be a great guest, I would love to hear that as well. So shoot me an email, john@getcredo.com, john@getcredo.com. That's my personal email address. You'll reach me directly. I love hearing from people. I love hearing about the questions that you have and the problems that you are facing and helping you solve those problems. So give me a shout, shoot me an email. I'd love to hear from you. And I'm rooting for all of you. I want all of you to succeed. And whatever I can do to help you out, I will do whatever I can. So thank you so much. Thank you for listening to season one. And I look forward to